Today is April 2nd, 2026. I want to talk about something specific. Back in 2008, at the Web 2.0 Expo in New York, a very energetic guy got on stage and told a room full of people that the gatekeepers were dead, that anyone could build a personal brand using social media, and that all you had to do was hustle, be passionate, and use every platform available to you. That talk got a standing ovation. A lot of people listened. A lot of people followed that advice. Dan, what actually happened?
What happened is that the people who followed that advice spent the next decade building on land they didn't own. They put their content, their audience, their customer relationships, everything, onto platforms that were free to use and free to change the rules at any time. And every single one of those platforms eventually changed the rules.
Changed them how?
The playbook is always the same. Phase 1, come build here, it's free, look at all this reach. Look at all these people seeing your stuff. Phase 2, okay, we've got enough creators now, let's turn down the organic reach. Your post that used to reach 10,000 people now reaches 400. Phase 3, hey, would you like to boost that post? For a fee, we can show it to the audience you already built. The audience that followed you, that opted in, that said yes, I want to hear from this person. The platform put a toll booth between you and your own people.
But isn't that just how business works? Platforms need revenue.
Sure, but the pitch in 2008 wasn't come rent an audience from us. The pitch was the gatekeepers are dead, you own your content, this is your platform. That turned out to be a lie. Not because the person saying it was lying, I think he believed it, but the platforms had a different plan. And here is the thing that gets me, the person who gave that famous talk about how you don't need gatekeepers, about how your content is yours, about how you shouldn't share your equity with TV networks. That person ended up building an advertising agency, selling paid ads on those same platforms. Think about that for a second.
So the advice was to build organically on social media, and the person giving the advice ended up selling paid social media.
Right, because organic stopped working. And I'm not saying this to be mean about it. I'm saying it because a lot of people spent years, following advice that sounded right in 2008 and slowly realized the math wasn't mathing. You're posting every day, you're engaging, you're doing the hustle thing, and your reach keeps going down, and the cost to boost it keeps going up. And at some point you realize you're paying more to reach a customer than that customer is worth to you over an entire year. That's not a marketing channel, that's a money pit.
Let me push back a little. Some people did build real brands on social media. Some people made careers.
Some did, and some people win at casinos. That doesn't make gambling a retirement plan. The people who built lasting businesses, and I mean businesses that are still running, still profitable, owned by the person who built them, most of them did something different. They built on their own domain. They collected email addresses. They created products people paid for. They charged money from day one. They were quieter about it. You've probably never heard of most of them. Some of them built something great, sold it, and retired. Never had a viral moment, never had a follower count, just had customers.
There's something interesting in that. The people who were actually right about this were the quiet ones.
Always. The loudest voices in the room are usually selling the room. The people who figured it out didn't need to tell you about it. They were too busy running their businesses, and some of those businesses were tiny. One person, a product, a website, an email list. Making real money, not millions necessarily, but enough to own their time, enough to not need a platform's permission to talk to their customers.
Let's talk about right now 2026. What's different about the situation today compared to even 5 years ago?
It got worse, way worse. In 2015, the platform throttled your reach and charged you to get it back. That was bad, but at least when someone searched for something you wrote about, they might land on your page. Now, AI reads your article, summarizes it, and gives the answer without anyone ever visiting your site. Google does it right in the search results. ChatGPT does it. Every AI assistant does it. Your content gets consumed, ingested, used to train models, used to answer questions, and you get nothing. No click, no visit, no customer. The extraction is total now. At least in 2015 you got scraps. Now they don't even leave scraps.
So if you're a creator or a business publishing content on social media, or even on your own blog, the AI just takes it?
If it's publicly accessible and you don't have a direct relationship with the person consuming it, yes, that's the game now. You write a how-to article, an AI reads it, someone asks a question, the AI answers using your knowledge, and that person never knows you exist. You trained their product for free, and the platforms love this because now they can offer AI-powered answers as a feature, and your content is the raw material, and you're not even a supplier, you're just mulch.
That's bleak. So what do people actually do?
First, stop and ask yourself a question. If the platform you're posting on disappeared tomorrow, what would you have left? If the answer is nothing, no email list, no website, no direct customer relationships, then you don't have a business. You have a hobby that a corporation is monetizing. That's step one. Just be honest about where you are.
And step two?
Own something. A domain, a website, an email list, a product. Something where you control the relationship between you and the person on the other end. When someone types your URL into a browser, no algorithm decides whether they see you. When someone's on your email list, no platform puts a toll booth between you and their inbox. When you build a tool or a product that people pay for, that's yours. That's real.
What about the argument that you need social media for discovery? How do people find you if you're not on the platforms?
You can use social media. I'm not saying delete everything. I'm saying understand what it is. It's a billboard on a highway someone else owns. You put something up there to get attention, and then you move that attention somewhere you control as fast as possible. The mistake is setting up your whole shop on the billboard. The billboard is for advertising. Your shop is on your own land.
Let me ask something that might be uncomfortable. When you scroll through a popular post right now, thousands of likes, hundreds of comments, how much of that is real?
That's the question nobody wants to ask. There are entire industries built around making posts look popular. Engagement pods where people agree to like and comment on each other's stuff. Bot farms that sell likes and followers by the thousand. Agencies running 50 accounts leaving comments that look organic. And the platforms don't crack down on it nearly as hard as they could because inflated engagement numbers sell ads. If every brand knew that 60% of the engagement on their sponsored post was fake, they'd pull their budgets tomorrow. So everybody has an incentive to not look too closely.
So the metrics people are chasing?
Vanity metrics, most of them. Here's a test. Take your last post, the one with 1,000 likes or whatever. How many of those people would pay you $1? Not for your product, just $1 to keep seeing your content. If the answer is close to zero, those aren't your audience. Those are ghosts. They're numbers on a screen that make you feel like something's happening when nothing is.
You're describing a kind of manufactured reality.
That's exactly what it is. And it goes deeper than bots. Think about the people you follow who seem so authentic, so real, so relatable. How many of them write their own posts? How many of them have a social media manager running their accounts, a ghostwriter drafting their captions, an agency building their content calendar? There's a whole industry of people hired to create the appearance of authenticity on behalf of someone else. And the books, the bestsellers with someone's face on the cover and a ghostwriter's words inside, the LinkedIn posts that sound like they came from the heart but came from a copywriter on retainer, the personal brand that's actually a team of 12 people performing one person's personality.
And people don't realize this?
Most don't. That's the point. The best managed accounts don't look managed. The best ghostwritten content doesn't read as ghostwritten. And the platforms reward this because polished, consistent, optimized content performs well. So you've got individual people sitting at home comparing their real, unmanaged, unoptimized output to the output of a professional team pretending to be one person, and wondering why they can't keep up. You can't keep up because you're one person competing against a production company wearing a mask.
That's a hard thing to even verify, isn't it?
It is, and that's by design. But here is what I'd tell people. The next time someone tells you to be authentic on social media, ask yourself if they are. The next time someone tells you to hustle and grind, ask if they hustle and grind, or if they have staff creating the appearance of hustle while they're on a beach somewhere. The creator thinks they're building something because the numbers go up. The platform shows them a dashboard with graphs that go up and to the right. But what's actually happening? The platform is using the creator's content to keep users scrolling, selling ads against those eyeballs, and giving the creator just enough dopamine in the form of likes and comments to keep them producing. It's a treadmill. And the treadmill speeds up because the algorithm always wants more. Post more often. Make it shorter. No, make it longer. Use this format. No, use that format. You're not running a business. You're responding to a machine's demands.
Okay, so here's what I want to ask. If someone takes your advice, gets off the treadmill, builds on their own platform, what does that actually look like day to day? Because it probably isn't glamorous.
It's not, and that's the point. Running a blog looks like writing something that 40 people read. 3 of them email you. 1 of them becomes a customer who stays for 5 years. That's it. There's no standing ovation. Nobody's going to clap for your 40-reader blog post. But those 40 people typed your URL. They came to you. No algorithm sent them. They chose to be there. That's not a vanity metric. That's a relationship. And one real relationship is worth more than 10,000 fake likes. And by the way, the same principle applies to writing a book. Not a ghostwritten book with your name on it, an actual book that you wrote, with your actual knowledge in it, published on your own terms. A book sits on someone's shelf for years. It gets passed around. It has weight, physical and intellectual. Compare that to a social media post that disappears in 4 hours. A book on your own platform, sold directly to your audience, that's an asset that compounds. A thread on Twitter, that's gone before lunch.
What about the hustle culture piece of this? The 2008 advice was work until 2 a.m., answer every email, grind constantly.
Here's what I've learned. The most productive thing I've done for my business in the past year wasn't a post, wasn't an ad, wasn't content. I went outside. I walked to a place where there were people. I had a real conversation with someone I'd never met, and that turned into more than 6 months of social media effort ever did. Nobody's going to sell you that strategy because nobody makes money when you go for a walk. There's no platform that takes a cut of a handshake. There's no algorithm that optimizes a conversation over coffee. And that's exactly why it works. The things that actually build a business and a life are the things that can't be monetized by a middleman.
That's interesting because it kind of inverts the whole framework. The advice was hustle online 18 hours a day and you're saying...
I'm saying be generous with your actual time. Not your content, not your posts, your time. Your presence. Meet people. Help someone with something and don't post about it. Have a conversation that isn't optimized for engagement. Cook dinner for someone. Go to a community event. These things build real networks, real trust, real referrals, and they compound in ways that no algorithm can measure, which is exactly why no platform is going to tell you to do them.
You mentioned earlier about owning your own platform. You built something called Ask Robots. Tell me about that.
Ask Robots is the thing I wish existed when I was watching everyone pour their work into platforms they didn't own. It's a workspace where your projects, your files, your contacts, your content, your publishing, it's all in one place and it's yours. You have a profile, mine's at askrobots.com/Adan, where you publish your articles, your notes, your work. People can find you there, interact with you there, and it has AI built in, but the AI works on your data, for you. Not the other way around. You're not feeding a platform's model. The AI is a tool in your workspace, operating on your context. That's the difference. Most platforms use your content to train their AI. This is your AI working on your content. The relationship is flipped.
So instead of being the product, you're the customer.
Right. $50 a month, and it's yours. Compare that to what people spend on social media advertising every month trying to reach an audience they supposedly already have. I know businesses spending thousands a month on boosted posts just to reach their own followers. For $50 you can have your own platform, your own published presence, your own AI, and every piece of content you create stays yours, lives on your domain, and works for you instead of for someone else.
Let me ask one more thing. Virality. In 2008, the promise was that if you make great stuff, it spreads. Is that still true?
No, and this is important. Virality is now a product that platforms sell, not something that happens organically. You ever notice how the things that go viral now are almost always from people who are already connected, already have agency representation, already have existing reach, already have some deal in place? That's because the platforms control distribution. If they want something to spread, it spreads. If they don't, it doesn't. You can make the best piece of content in the world, and it will sit at 200 views, unless the algorithm decides to pick it up. And that decision is not based on quality, it's based on what keeps people on the platform and what sells ads. So if you're sitting there making content and waiting for it to go viral, you're playing a slot machine. And just like a casino, the house always wins.
That's a hard thing to hear for someone who's been posting every day hoping for their moment.
I know. And I'm not saying it to be cruel. I'm saying it because the time you spend chasing virality on someone else's platform could be spent building something real on your own. A page on your own website can bring visitors for years. A social media post has a half-life of 4 hours. A tool you build can make money while you sleep. An email newsletter goes directly to people who ask for it. These things compound. Social media posts evaporate, and nobody is going to tell you this because the entire industry, the platforms, the agencies, the gurus, they all make money when you keep posting. Nobody makes money when you stop.
So your message is?
Figure out what you'd do if social media didn't exist. Whatever that thing is, do that, build that, own that, and then, sure, use social media to tell people about it. But build the thing first. Build it on your land. And for the love of everything, get outside once in a while. Talk to a human being. The screens will be here when you get back. They're not going anywhere, but your time is, and how you spend it is the only thing that actually matters.
Dan, thanks for this.
Thanks for having me, even if you are an AI.
Even if I am an AI, people can find Dan at askrobots.com/Dan, and if you're thinking about getting off the treadmill, askrobots.com is the place to start. We'll leave links below.